You know, the interesting thing is, the more you learn, the more you earn. And when you begin to understand in real estate, there's various facets of learning. Begin to understand that there's various growth spurts monetarily, and you also then realize that there are blockers that are holding you back from making more money in the industry. And what I mean by that is this. In this United States, you have the ability to get it, you know, apply for any job, start your own business. But they have these barriers. These barriers for licenses. So now, I guess, you know, with the license, it's supposed to, quote unquote, show that you are a professional in a certain field or aspect of real estate. And, you know, and then, and supposedly it's also supposed to protect the clients that you have, you know, and so on. Like if you mess up, like, you could get sued like a lot. $20,000, and sometimes you could also go to jail. So recently I decided to study to get my license as a mortgage loan originator, MLO. So there's a legal requirement where you can't, like, take the class and then, you know, because you could do it online. So there's no way, like, they don't let you take the class on Monday and then take the test on Tuesday. You actually have to wait a period of time, like, to do it. I think it's like 72 hours or something like that. I forget. But long story short, when I hopped onto the class, I started to study, went over the videos. And I immediately took the first test and then the second test, passed both of them, and tried to do the third test, and they blocked me. They said, you can't do it. You have to wait. So I ended up reaching out to the people, you know, and they're like, oh, yeah, it's a process. You got to wait. You can't just, okay. It's for legal purposes. So I waited. Long story short, the following day I waited and then took it again. Thank God, you know, they allowed me by Thursday to take the exam, because I was just pushing through. And then they went ahead and gave me my certificate, and I was ready to take the actual test, the actual state test. So I signed up, I paid $100 and something, did the whole bit back. And then when the day came to do it, I just didn't want to do it. So I didn't take it. But I learned what I needed to learn from the MLO class. And I still have up through, I think, 3 years, if I'm not mistaken, to take the actual state exam, which is cool. The point that I'm making is this. These barriers to entry, from my perspective, and someone who's been in the real estate industry for as long as I have, these barriers to entry are that way specifically to stop people from making a certain amount of money in the industry. Like, you have to struggle, you know, to get to that next level. And I want to tell you this. Knowledge is power. So if you decide that you want to, for example, become an MLO, you could do that. Mortgage loan originator, right? You could do it without having a license. You would have to be hired under a bank someone who has a surety bond to in order to do it, basically. Now, as far as the learning aspect of it goes, I've never worked for a bank, so I don't know what the requirements are once you get into the bank and you get hired. I'm assuming they train you and, you know, and then you start writing mortgage loans for the bank, and then have it sent to the underwriters, and then the underwriters go ahead and make that final approval. Now, one thing that I learned, right, and this is why this particular episode is regarding, you know, knowledge is power, is because there's things that I learned under the MLO that I should have known as a realtor, right? Now, I'm an investor also. I do have real estate across the United States. But see, this is the reason why I initially received my real estate license, because I wanted to understand the difference between a wholesale, someone who deals with wholesale, and someone who deals with who has a license and works with individuals in that way, shape, or form, right? So I learned what I learned there. Then when I started learning MLO and got through that, I understood what the mortgage loan originator requirements were for all these people throughout my years who were interested in purchasing a property. So I began to understand why some people were not getting approved, some people were getting approved. Now, it's not just about a credit score and income. There's various factors involved with that, with this process. Not only that, I realized that a mortgage loan originator makes a significant amount of money off of you when you close the deal, right? When everything's signed off, boop, bop, boop. Now, legally, this is why you have to get a license or be a part of a bank or, you know, firm or something that has a surety bond. One thing that I learned is that you can't overcharge the client. There's only a certain amount. I think it's like up to 3%. Yeah, 3 points is what they say. But not only that, and I knew about the points, by the way. I knew about the points, but I didn't understand the whole process. And then on top of that, there's other things that you could do to restructure the loan or structure it in a way where it works best for the client. So think about this. If you are a real estate agent and you're a mortgage loan originator, and you come in and you go and bring in a client, full disclosure, hey, I am a real estate agent, a salesperson, excuse me, and then I'm also a mortgage loan originator, just full disclosure. Here's a document, please sign, that kind of thing. They agree with it. They understand that as a real estate agent, you are receiving up to 6% of the sale of the property. You are also receiving up to 3% of the sale of the price, right? So if you have a calculated, I'm not going to calculate it, but because I've already done it. But if you have a calculator, please calculate 6% 6% or 3% of $500,000 or $1 million, $1.2 million or whatever, right? I mean, literally, like, sales obviously go up to like 100 million or whatever, right? So if you have them both, the highest point, 6% and 3%, that's 9%, right? And you do the math and, okay. So 3% of, you know, the total, how much is it? What's the total? And then you'll get the number, the amount of money that you would be making from the deal. The thing is, and I think with all rights, you should have the ability to do this, right? The only thing is, there are, I don't know if it's across the board with a lot of companies. I know there's companies who frown upon people doing that. There's companies who don't even want to hire you as a mortgage loan originator if you have a real estate license. Now, if I'm trying to move up in the industry, I would want to move up within the industry. So I wouldn't want to be a real estate professional all my life. That was never the purpose. Let's get to that next level. Let's get to that bank. So I would first license. I would then MLO, you know, figure out the next steps, right? But they put the barrier up. Same thing with if you decided that you wanted to become an underwriter. That's a whole other process, right? If you know, and obviously, if you wanted to be an investment banker, you know, you would have to take your series exams. Just like if you wanted to be a stockbroker, you'd have to take your Series 7 and 63. Investment banking is, I believe, is both plus 65. Don't quote me on that, but I believe that's what it is. You know? So, knowledge is power. Ladies and gentlemen, knowledge is power. Now, it's about the amount, about one, who is giving you that knowledge, and it's about whether that knowledge actually is the true knowledge. Now, usually, if you go and take an exam for the state, you know that's the real deal. Stamp of approval, you're good to go, right? You have to pay to take this exam. You want to take this exam, you have to pay to take this exam. And then you go through the little process. So, you know, that's just a little food for thought. Make up your mind as to what you want to do, the trajectory that you're trying to go, step-by-step process that it's going to take, and then move forward. Okay? And that is going to be my little overview of the day for you.